Reiki Articles by Bronwyn and Franz Steiner.
Doctor Who. Surely it is about time that new, yes, new, Reiki books stop calling Usui Mikao Dr. Usui. Call him Mikao Usui, Usui Mikao, Usui Sensei, but can we stop calling him Doctor, please? It makes the system of Reiki look like some shonky practice with a snake oil seller as the founder. Using the title Doctor for Usui Mikao in society today is misleading for clients and students, giving Reiki a medical air that it does not have. This is not respectful, nor is it honest. There are legal obligations to using the title Doctor, and as far as research has shown, Usui Mikao does not qualify, and we've all known this for years. It was probably well-intentioned when it was first used many years ago, but today it is no longer appropriate. He did not have a PhD, nor did he complete a Western medical degree. Why not adopt Sensei if you wish to show your admiration and respect? Sensei is an honorific title given to a teacher by students out of respect. While on the subject of new Reiki books, why the Reiki community hasn't stood up and said enough is beyond us. Reiki is not Tibetan, Indian, Nepalese, or Chinese. Never was and never will be, unless it changes its name and becomes a new practice. And yet, we are still finding new books that are referencing Reiki as coming from these varied Oriental backgrounds. Yes, it's probably easier for Reiki authors to make use of the Tibetan Buddhist path, for example, as there is a phenomenal amount of literature dealing with it, and it has been very popular in Western culture. In contrast to Tibetan Buddhism, there is very little translated into English from Japanese Buddhism to help practitioners understand the huge differences that exist between these two forms of Buddhism. Although Tibetan Buddhism is mighty interesting, it is, however, largely irrelevant to the Japanese practices. Buddhism travelled from India to Tibet and from India to China on exclusively different journeys. As a Japanese Tendai Buddhist priest recently put it to us, Japanese Buddhism is 90% Japanese and 10% Chinese. The Japanese think of Japanese Buddhism as their form of Buddhism. I used to speak with some priests who'd forgotten that Buddhism even came from India. Historically, it is common knowledge that around 1500 years ago, Buddhism came across to Japan from China and Korea, originally from India. Tibet doesn't even come into the Japanese picture. The Tibetan language itself is unique to Tibet. Chinese kanji is not used in Tibetan. This is just the Buddhist influence on the system of Reiki that we've looked at here as an example. Usui Mikao would also have been influenced by a number of other elements from his culture, including Shintoism, Japanese martial arts, and much more. If the Reiki community is interested in being taken seriously, it really needs to let go of old myths and stop trying on new ones to see if they fit. Unfortunately, the zippers broke when trying on these clothes, as what is known as a system of Reiki just cannot be squished into strange, fancy dresses. The system of Reiki is at a critical point of its development in many countries, and if we want it to be respected and honoured for the amazing system that it is, then we need to pull together and get our facts right and stop drifting off with the next best thing that happens by. Solution? Here are some of the books and links that you can read through to help you get a better understanding of the system of Reiki through Japanese culture, philosophy, and religion.